Oh, yeah. I mean, and it thrived in those days. But, I mean, listen, we're talking 100 years ago, Danny, yeah. when, you know, there was no telly and the cinema did thrive.
Well, the one thing that seems to astound people when we mention it on here, the younger folk, is the idea that up until vaguely recently, films showed all day and you wandered into the cinema any old time and watched the film 15 minutes from the end, they would watch it until you'd nudge each other and say, this is where we came in, isn't it? And then you'd all get up and go out again.
That's absolutely right. And there was always a double bill, wasn't it?
Always, mm-hmm. Certainly a double bill.
And often a newsreel in between.
And you know, and exactly. I mean, and how much was it? £16 to get in. It was hardly anything. I mean, 16 quid to get in. If you had, and I know this is the inevitable question, but does your favourite film wax and wane? Mine never does, because people tie themselves in, they're not saying, oh, well, it has to be this or that. Mine is always the Benedict W.C. Fields and That's It, followed by Mr. Porter sometimes.
I do not have a favourite film.
Yeah, it's because you've trained yourself to say that when people ask you, but seriously.
No, it is actually true, Danny, because, you know, people kept asking me this question, and I kept saying, well, I don't know what my favourite film is. So I actually sat down one day and thought, what might be my favourite film? And then I decided that my favourite film would have to be a film that I could watch whatever mood I was in. And I'm still waiting for that film to be.
Really? Yeah. What then film do you feel most affection for? I mean, it may be something from your child. Because as I say, I'm sure if you look technically in every other way at the Bank Dick, let alone Oh, Mr. Palsy, you'd say, well, you know, it's not up there with Coppola's finest work. But I feel most affection for that. It is my Rosebud. It is the film that I feel, you know, an obscure object of my own desire. There must be something from years ago when you see yourself, 11 years old, sitting in a cinema, what's playing?
Oh, well, I suppose the one I have the greatest affection for is The Adventures of Robin Hood with Errol Flynn, which is the best film of its kind ever made.
Oh, definitely worded. No further questions. <You're with
it. laughs> No, it's a smashing film. Yeah. Have you seen it lately?
Whenever I see that, I enjoy the colour. It is about the most
vivid green.
I haven't seen it from beginning to end lately. No, I haven't. Sure.
Yeah, well, next time, watch it, because, I mean, the wonderful thing about it is that everybody acts as if they believe every word of it. You know, it's absolute sincerity.
But they say that's the problem with the new Star Wars film, because they say they've now drifted into that Star Trek, you know, ponderousness. Whereas in the first films, it looked like, look, we're going to snappy old adventure here. We're all going to talk like New York cab drivers to a large extent. We're just going to get, and now they're aware, and the portentous weight of their own legend is overwhelming it. Whereas, I said, they make no bones that it's not really in the 15th century England and stuff in that. You're doing the time out or eating of walls at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Is that unusual for you to be asked to do something other than films?
No, I have done odd bits and pieces in the past. I mean, it's just whether it appeals to me or not.
And this would appeal, wouldn't it? Man, this is something.
Yeah, and you know, an eating and drinking thing, and apparently you're going to get a very good lunch to start with,
that's
so that can't
be
bad.
Got to be top of the shop.
I've just spent the last 2 days shooting up and down the M4 and the M5, eating in motorway.
What are you doing? What's that for?
Oh, it was just my wife was talking about her new novel at the Daphne du Maurier Festival in Foy in Cornwall. So we drove down to Cornwall and drove up again. I tell you what, I will never eat in a motorway cafe again. I mean,
that's what you said. I'm going to call you back exactly 1 year from now, and you'll still have a piece of hamburger hanging from your lip. You watch.
I can still taste that BLT that I ate on Monday, and it's not a pleasant thought, I tell you.
Well, we said this morning, the greatest name for, we're going to wind up now, but the greatest name voted for a New York bar is Fatso Riley's Airtight Hellhole. Sounds like you've been near it. And outside is a little stall called Fingerless Frank's Mystery Tacos. So it's not all doom and gloom. Last thing, which genre of film are you most partial to, and which genre of film are you perhaps least partial to?
Oh, the one I'm most partial to is westerns, because when I was a kid, I used to go to Saturday morning matinees, and they always had westerns on there, and I've loved westerns ever since.
And the least partial?
The least partial,
science fiction.
I think spoof horror films are, you know, they're really bore me to death now.
Yeah, and there's that one that at the moment is a spoof of the spoofs, I understand. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, that's the new trend. There you are. You see, the cycles come and go, but then they develop, and then the cycle develops from the cycle. I mean, there's no end to it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed, Barry Norman. Eat the hell out of those awards, and tomorrow we shall reveal exactly where the votes went. Thank you very much, Barry. Good to be